Kennedy, Platner nominated by the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party. By Jeff Poor on July 8, 2026. Tuesday on FNC's Hannity, Senator John Kennedy, RLA, discussed the latest in the saga surrounding Democratic U.S. Senate nominee Graham Platner and allegations about his past that could affect his candidacy. The Louisiana Republican told guest host Kellyanne Conway that the Platner controversies were to be expected when a candidate from the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party is the nominee. Partial transcript as follows. Conway, Senator Kennedy, tell me if more of your Democratic colleagues are going to come forward and say it was a mistake and that they regret actually endorsing this complete disaster of a man. Kennedy, well, good question, Kellyanne. With respect to Mr. Platner, he was nominated by the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party, which is in control. With respect to the new allegations or revelations about him, I, of course, was completely shocked. Who could possibly have seen this coming? It's not like there were signs or something. I tell you who saw it coming. Every American who was paying attention and who has an IQ above a toaster knew that this guy's motherboard was fried. Even my colleague, Senator Schumer, who can't even cook a cheeseburger, saw this coming. Number 2, as an aside, you're not going to beat Susan Collins in Maine with Graham Platner or otherwise. There's a reason that she's been a United States Senator for Maine since God was a baby. The people like her. They respect her toughness. If you get between Susan and what's best for Maine and America, she will devour you like a light snack. And the people of Maine like that. Conway, Senator, I. Crosstalk. Kennedy, I guess my third point, Kellyanne. Conway, oh, go, sir. Kennedy, I was just going to say my third point is that the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party is about to do the same thing in Michigan. Conway, yes. Kennedy, they're going to nominate for the Senate, this guy, Dr. Abdul El Sayed. They all believe the same thing. They stand for the same thing. Kill all the millionaires, open all the prisons. Open the border, defund the police, defund ICE. Every single one of them knows the words to the Cuban national anthem, they're all neo-socialists. Now, unless you were playing frisbee in the quad during history class or economics class, you know the list. You know that the list of countries that have tried socialism and rejected it is as long as King Kong's genitalia. I mean, it's not just Cuba. It's the USSR. It's China. It's Vietnam. It's Argentina. It's Venezuela. I could keep going. For my party, this makes me happy. For my country, it makes me sad. Conway, yes. Kennedy, and I'll end on this note. You, look, in America, you're entitled to believe what you want, but I'm entitled to believe what I want. And I think that the members of the Hamas wing of the Democratic Party who are firmly in control of the party are the reason that it took our ancestors thousands of years to learn to stand upright. And that's what I think, and I take back. Crosstalk. Conway, well, we love what you think and we love the way you say it. Kennedy, I take back what I said about genitalia. I probably shouldn't have said that. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.